College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It sucks that we're starting the show this way and talking about the breaking news that happened late last night. Right around 9 o'clock Eastern, a commercial airlines flight from American Airlines collided with a Black Hawk helicopter. Kind of like an unprecedented situation. The flight was headed from Wichita to D.C., and it happened right in front of Ronald Reagan National Airport, which is one of the busiest airports in the world. There was three soldiers on board of the helicopter and 60 passengers. As the news starts to unfold, right now there is no known survivors. There is a search and rescue crew, and that's kind of what we know. What we do know is it seems like it was a routine flight for the Black Hawk helicopters, because I think the two questions on your mind is there any survivors? Are people okay? And as of right now, no, sadly. And the other question is, was it a terrorist attack? And right now they're reporting it was not a terrorist attack. It was just an accident, an unprecedented accident. It's almost like, how does something like that even happen?
I don't know. That's what's so sad and so terrible about it. I know that, you know, I mean, there's obviously they'll go back and they'll start looking at the flight logs and they'll start looking at the, you know, air traffic controllers and what created such an issue. But you're just like, oh my God, this reminds me sadly of an incident almost over 40 years ago where there was a plane that skidded, you know, off into the Potomac upon takeoff where there were a few survivors. But because of where and when this happened, you're looking at frigid temperatures. You're looking at an accident that almost happened here a little over 10 hours ago. I sadly don't think they're going to find any survivors, and that just breaks my heart.
All flights will be grounded until 5 a.m. on Friday, as there are search and rescue crews, so nobody's going to be getting out of D.C. It is just heartbreaking when something of that magnitude, and it's so like, it doesn't make any sense to us. Like, for us, it feels like, especially when it's military helicopter and then commercial airlines, like those, like air traffic control, but mistakes do happen. And that's what it seems like. It seems a mistake and a costly, deadly mistake.
It's also like really sad. So I found this out right when I woke up at 3 a.m. today. And it is like the first thing I thought of is like, okay, wait, it happened in D.C. Like it involves like military. Like, was this planned? And it's sad that like our minds even go there, that we that we think of 9/11 and we think of terrorist attacks and we think of, you know, everything being so political and scary that that's even a thought. Like, I feel bad because I should have just instantly been thinking about the people and the suffrage from them. But then my first reaction, honestly, is I was scared because I didn't know enough information. So that's sad that we even have to think like that.
Just wanted to keep you updated. Those in those communities are in our thoughts and prayers. The show is actually on in Wichita, so I just sent an email to the, you know, the people in Wichita. I was like, anything we could do for the community to help them heal, because we know that that flight was headed from Wichita to D.C. So people who listen to the Brett Mega Show every single day and is part of, we're a part of their lives and they're a part of our lives. We're like, what can we do? Can we help them heal? Can we reach out to their families? What can we do? So I just sent an email, but we're thinking about them, their thoughts and prayers with those who were involved in that horrific accident. That's the news that is breaking this morning. It's Y98 St. Louis.